Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A French court fines a politician for using a word from the Bible to describe homosexuality. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, a French politician and former housing minister has been convicted of hate speech recently by a court of appeals in Paris for having called homosexuality an abomination in an interview with the highbrow political magazine Charles in March of 2014. This individual, Christine Boutin, was ordered to pay a fine of 5,000 euros, which is more than 5,500 U.S. dollars, as well as 2,000 euros each in damages to three gay associations or homosexual associations called the Moose or Mouse, La Refugee, and the Inner LGBT. Those are the three different entities that she has to pay, 2,000 euros to each one of those three. So that's 6,000 euros plus the 5,000 euro fine. So she's paying over 10,000 U.S. dollars here for this statement. And she was actually referencing chapter 18 of the book of Leviticus, verse 22, which says, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination." That's what she was referencing. And for that, she's now having to pay over 10,000 U.S. dollars in fines and penalties. This is shocking, frankly. But, you know, in France, they don't have the First Amendment like we have here. I just pray that the First Amendment here in this country actually means what it's supposed to say and that the judges will apply it whenever something like this happens in accordance with its actual meaning and history.
You know, and you can't refute what the Bible has to say. I mean, it's black and white. And she even comes, you know, during this interview and says, "With my faith," which is very encouraging, "a homosexual person is every bit as loved by God as I am." And I think that's something we always want to convey. Every person is loved by God, but not the actions particularly please him. So she says, "Thank you for letting me explain this to you. This is where a very important confusion lies. Homosexuality has nothing to do with the judgments that I make about homosexuals who are my brothers, my friends, and whose dignities every bit as large as those of people who have other sexual behaviors. They are sinners like I am. We are all sinners. I am in sin also. I am a sinner. But you will never hear me glorifying a sin, even if I can forgive a sin."
And that's the Christian response.
Absolutely.
You know, the problem is that when
people don't hear that.
They don't hear that. They only hear that
you're offending me. Yeah.
You don't agree with them, and
right.
Therefore you're hateful and you're a hater or you're part of a hate organization because you don't agree. You know, in the Christian lingo, you oftentimes hear hate the sin but love the sinner. That's a quaint way of really sharing the gospel. But, you know, for people who don't want to hear that, they think that that's trite. They think that that doesn't really have any meaning. But every single person is created in the image of God, and every single person has human dignity. That's what sets our Christian views. That's what sets the Declaration of Independence out from France. During the revolution in France, we were having the revolution in the United States of America, and we based it on two completely different worldviews. France based its revolution on the notion that there is no God, and therefore humans don't have intrinsic dignity and rights. They only have what the government will give them at any one time. So power or might makes right. If you have the power, whatever that power structure is, it ultimately legislates, and you're at the behest, you're at the service of this superstructure government. You don't have inherent rights that the government has a duty to protect. But on the other hand, the other revolution that was taking place at the same time was the American Revolution. And it's very clearly expressed in the Declaration of Independence that we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And government has a duty to protect those rights. And if government doesn't protect them, we've got to start all over. We've got to change it, challenge it, and worst case scenario, create a brand new one that will do what it's supposed to do. That's a completely different worldview. Worldview and how we view the world that there is a God and he is a creator, or that there is no God. Those are really the two basic worldviews, has a huge difference in law and policy. For a Christian, we believe that there is God, who is the creator, who ultimately died for us in the person, he incarnated himself in the person of Jesus Christ, took on our sins, went to the cross to bear our sins, and gave us hope that we all are sinners and in need of a Savior. So it is part and parcel of the Christian message that we love the sinner. Every one of us are sinners. We're in different levels, doing different things in terms of what we're doing with our lives, but we're all, no matter how much benefit we're providing to society or how much negative we're putting into society, we're all on the same playing field. We're all sinners before a holy God.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that because we're all sinners and you love all sinners, that you can accept and condone and frankly even promote a particular sinful behavior that is a rebellion against God and destructive to yourself and those around you.
Right, because God loves us so much, he gives us, you know, boundaries, parameters, so to speak. He gives us a moral compass to follow for our protection because he loves us. You know, if you have a teenager and you give boundaries, you give a curfew because you love that teenager, not because you want to punish that teenager, but for that teenager's protection. The same thing he does with his children. And our society is getting so away from that, wanting to be accountable to him. We're changing our own moral compass, saying that we are gods. We don't want to be accountable to gods. You find that 65% of Americans no longer believe in a moral absolute. Everything now has become relative to what I believe, relative to what I want to do. And that's so reflective in this homosexual behavior and this whole issue with same-sex marriage and homosexuality. You know, we don't want to believe that God has the best for us, and that's why he says that. We want to do what we want to do, whether it's operating out of our pain and our past and getting help for that, but we want people to enable these behaviors instead of dealing with them.
And she said it very correctly and succinctly. She says, I've never condemned a homosexual, never. It's not possible. Homosexuality is an abomination, not the person.
Right.
And she goes on to say that, as you mentioned this quote, with my faith, a homosexual person is every bit as loved by God as I am. Thank you for letting me explain this to you. She's talking to a journalist. That is where a very important confusion lies, she says. Homosexuality has nothing to do with the judgments that I make about homosexuals who are my brothers, my friends, and whose dignity every bit as large as that of people who have other sexual behaviors. They are all sinners like I am. We are all sinners, she says. I am in sin also. I am a sinner. But you will never hear me glorifying a sin, even if I can forgive a sin. You can't get any more clear than that. And so here she's just expressing that sentiment. And as a result, she gets fined over $10,000 to deal with these statements. You know, last year, 1 million people showed up in Paris to march in opposition to same-sex marriage. 1 million people. You think that that country is like gone because it's more secular, and certainly it's has its issues, no question about it. But there's still a huge core of people in France that still adhere to basic, what we would call Judeo-Christian values. And they're not just Judeo-Christian values. These are values that are part of the natural created order.
Right.
She's one of those. She's obviously a Christian. So our Christian brothers and sisters, like this woman in France, are facing some real challenges. The fact of the matter is, you know, when we talked years ago about what was happening in other countries, hate speech, fines like this, the issues of discrimination against people of faith being terminated from their positions, we said this was coming to America. Some people would say, well, that's just hyperbole. We've got the First Amendment. We've got the Constitution. We're a completely different country. You know, what happens in the Netherlands ultimately begins on marriage, begins to move historically into Europe, and from there comes to North America. And we've seen that exact same thing. Mm-hmm. So what happens in France doesn't necessarily mean it's going to stay in France. It's only going to stay in France. We're only going to have our liberty if we continue to pray and if we continue to act and work. We need judges. We need every person in every profession who has this Judeo-Christian moral base that ultimately respects the rule of law and respects our founding principles of freedom of conscience and freedom of religion. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can also go to libertycounsel.com to sign up for a number of our emails. That's libertycounsel.com.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.